Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Pesachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah Sabi learned Beschos Esbras Rachel, Shishu Bezecher to find Rezivik Hagon BeKarav Mamesh. Now this Mishnah we're going to be talking about the concept of Temura. Now the word Temura literally means an exchange. However, whenever we mention Temura in Mishnah or Gemara, it means that someone tried to exchange the Kedusha of one carbon for a different one. So for example, he had an animal which was a carbon Shlamim, and he decided that he wanted this animal for something else. So he wanted to try to redesignate its Kedusha onto a different animal. So he took a different animal and brought the two of them in front of him, and he said, "Hare zu temuras zu." This one is an exchange for that one. Now the pasuk tells us that both of them are considered kadosh. Now both of them have kedusha shlamim, not just one of them. So the Mishnah begins. Amar Bishua. Bishua says, "Shemati shetemuras haPesach kreva utemuras haPesach eina kreva ve'ein li lefarish." I've heard that there's a situation that the temura of a carbon Pesach will be brought, and I also heard that there's a situation that the temura of a carbon Pesach won't be brought. But I don't know how to explain it. I don't know what these situations are that this halacha is referring to. So I'm Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, "Ani afarish, I'm going to explain it. Let's say we had a chabura and they had the carbon Pesach and then it got lost. They were looking around for the little shapsala and they simply couldn't find it. So they designated a new carbon Pesach to be brought in its stead. So that new carbon Pesach is the temura. So the second one is the temura of the first one. So now we get into the details. HaPesach shenimtza kadim shchitas haPesach. The first carbon Pesach, the original one, was found before the shchita of the new one. So what do we do with this original one that we now found? Yira ad sheistayif. It has to go out to graze until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, so it can't be brought as any carbon, v'imacher, it's sold, v'ikach b'damav shlamim, and we use that money that it's sold for to buy a carbon shlamim, and we bring a carbon shlamim with that money, v'chein temurasai, and the same thing is with its temura. If we made a temura of that one, also it can't be brought as a shlamim, it would have to be left out to graze until it gets a mum, and then we sell it and use that money to buy a carbon shlamim. However, let's say achar shchitas haPesach, this original one was found after they shechted the new one, karev shlamim, so that original one is just brought as a shlamim. V'chein temurasai. Also, if we made a temura of that one, that also is going to be brought as a shlamim. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin. Hamafresh nekeva lepischai, oy zachar ben shtei shanim. Someone who designates a female sheep or goat as a carbon Pesach, or a male, but it's 2 years old. And we know that the Karban Pesach has to be a male within its first year of life. So it's not allowed to be a female, and it's not allowed to be a male that's 2 years old. What do we do with it? Yirat sheistayv. It has to go out to graze until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, v'imachir, it's sold, v'yiplu damav l'nedava, and that money is given to the Beis HaMikdash for nedavais. What were nedavais? These were karbanos that were shechted in the Beis HaMikdash when the Beis HaMikdash wasn't really so busy, so there was nothing on the mizbeach, so they would bring animals and shech them and bring them as a karban oila. And that's what's done with this money. Hamafresh pischai umeis. Let's say someone designated his karban Pesach and then he died. Lo yevianu b'nei achar of l'shem Pesach. His son is not allowed to take that animal and bring it as a karban Pesach because this is a Pesach shemesu ba'alav. The owner died, so it can't be brought. So what does he do? El l'shem shlamim. He brings it as a karban shlamim. As we saw in the previous Mishnah, when we have something that used to be a karban Pesach that for whatever reason couldn't be brought, it's not going to be brought as a karban Pesach. It's going to be brought as a shlamim. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.